Now it's going. Okay. Oh. It's not, I guess it went, oh yeah, is it going?
It's going.
Yeah,
hello?
It's going.
Okay. So just a brief recap of what we just did is the Ran says that it doesn't mean literally you're not Yotze the Mitzvah, but it means look count the Mitzvah Karoi. It's not Bishlei Musa. Okay, so the question is, what's the Svar? Right, what's the idea then? That it's saying, I mean, of course, you violated the Rabbanan, so of course it's not proper, so what's the import of the statement of lo kiyam to mitzvah miyamecha? Of course, you went to the Rabbanan. And also he said, what's the Gemara Brachos, which is learning to Krishma, seemingly is proving from Sukkah, that lo sevel klom by Krishma, or by whatever. But lo sevel klom, I mean, it would seem you're going to have to say, also means, you know, it's not karoi. Because if it really means also v'klom, then you can't prove it from sukkah, because sukkah, you are yotze, it is also klom. You know, but then, so that's a little more difficult, but it would seem you'd have to say that. But then the question is, then, so if that's the case, so what does the Chazkel hold? He says it's asik d'rishami, asik means you're allowed to, he just doesn't have a problem with it. If you can tell me that, Rabbi Yosef's point is that it's just not, it's lacking because you went against the, you know, it just it doesn't mean also klom, but it just means it's not, it, you know, it's not proper. So what, and the Chesed says proper?
Why is
it, do you like Bishamai?
Why is that bad?
Why is that bad?
I mean, yeah.
He says you're allowed to violate Xero? Or you're allowed to, I mean, you're allowed to do like Bishamai, or whatever the case is, I mean, he just doesn't have any problems with that? So I said, look, you just have a choice, Bishamai, I said, oh. And then what's his name saying, no, if you violate the Xero, it's a problem, it's probably don't like that, that's bad. And then like, what's, it must be that everyone objects to violating Xero or going against the Psaq. So then, if you were to say lo sevel klom, so then the Pesachal is saying it's just it's a violating zero, but it is you did something, and then Yosef is saying lo sevel klom. But now that you tell me everyone says it's okay, it's not nothing. So then, what's the machlokas? Right, that's a good question. That's interesting. Yeah. And the basic question is, what's his argument with Tosas? You know, and also how is he answering Tosas's problems? I mean, I guess ultimately you have to explain that also. I mean, how do you learn from Krishna? Right, I mean, Tosas had this whole play. I mean, maybe it will work and maybe it won't work. But once we understand the Ran, how's he going to answer? What are you learning there? Is that going to talk about Krishma? But Krishma is a different case because Basil doesn't object to Beis Shammai's method. So how do you prove from, how do you prove from Sukkah that it's also, you know, that it's lacking? Or, what? You know, all the problems Tosas has dealt with, I mean, the Ran's going to have to answer. Mm-hmm. And what exactly is the Gemara and Brachos talking about? Okay? Okay, I mean, I was thinking that it's that we don't say that much for Ran. Okay, because I think we already said most of it in Tosas. And I mean, I was thinking differently, but I think the Ran would agree basically. Same idea as Tosas, same basic idea, just like it's one detail. Okay. See, what's the one detail? The detail is that. Tosas v'machadish that in mitzvahs there's this idea, kima mitzvah involves this idea of like perpetuating the system or something, right? Perpetuating the deraisa, the target mitzvahs. And therefore, if you do the mitzvah in a way where it lacks that, or it contradicts that element, so thereby kima mitzvah falls apart. You know, right? There's no kima mitzvah. Can't be a kima mitzvah. See, it could be the Ran agrees with that idea, but doesn't go so far. But he agrees that that's an element in Kiyama Mitzvah. Like, Kiyama Mitzvah is that you fulfill the Deraisa. But an element in that, okay, it's not the essence of Kiyama Mitzvah, it's not, but it's an element. An element in the Kiyama Mitzvah is not only that you do this particular Mitzvah, but you're maintaining the system. And as such, if you contradict that element by going against the Psak or going against the Gedera, so you're lacking that kiyum. And that element of the mitzvah of maintaining the system is lacking. Okay? But, so what's lacking? So what does he say? Lo kiyum is a karoi. It's not karoi, it's not bishlei musa. Because you're lacking an element in kiyum mitzvah, the element of perpetuating the system. But the Ran's not going to say that without that element it's nothing. See, that's the question we do not Ran and Tosas. They both recognize that that is an element. Okay? And if you do it, it's not just like a separate problem that you're overall derech hachacham. That I think you're right. It's like, but what it's excluding is you would have said, without this idea, you would have said, Yotze Sukkah 100%, there's nothing at all lacking in your mitzvah sukkah, but you have a separate problem, you're overall derech hachacham. My dad is using different esser or less esser or whatever, you know. But that's what he's teaching you, is that everyone agrees that that's not the case. That's not the way it goes. Except for Yechezkel. But everyone agrees that in Rav Yosef, that's not the case. Rav Yosef is saying that the Kiyum HaMitzvah itself has the dimension of maintaining the system, and therefore if you do it in a way which is destroying the system, there your Kiyum is going to be affected. But how so? Is it that without that element, Tosus, without that element is nothing? There's no Kiyum HaMitzvah altogether? But the Ron is saying that that's an element in Kiyum HaMitzvah, and if you're lacking that element, then it's not karoi. Your Kiyum HaMitzvah is deficient, but not that it's nothing. That's what he's saying. It's not karoi. I mean, the machlokas is that they both agree that that element, that there is this element in Kiyum HaMitzvah, but is that element essential? Is that an essential idea in Kiyum HaMitzvah? Or is it just, it's a Kiyum? That's a Kiyum HaMitzvah, essentially, it's something other. So the Kiyum HaMitzvah is essentially... that you're doing the mitzvah, you're along with the deraisa. But there's a kiyum in that, is the fact that you're maintaining the system. That's an added element. You know, that's a question. I mean, I don't know, I can't go further than that. I mean, does the kiyum of mitzvah fall with the loss of that element? Or do you say no, that I agree that that's an element, and it's lacking, it's not b'shalei musa, but it's not nothing without that element. I mean, I don't know, I can't go further than that. But, and then I'd say he answers all the questions of Tosus exactly the same manner. How are you comparing these two cases, you know, exactly as Tosus said. Right, let's say Tosus and Brachos, is that the two cases are analogous, because in both of them you have the Deoraisa form, which is perfect, but then you have a separate fact that when you do it in this manner, either you're going against the Devecham and the Gzera, and thereby breaking down the system, or you're going against the Psach. You know, or whatever, you're maintaining this false idea about Krishna. So therefore you're destroying, you know, you're involved in destroying the system. And that's proving from Sukkah to Krishna the fact that if you're lacking this element, either it's nothing, like Tosa says, or that it's the Kiyum itself is actually affected. And also Laklum, you're going to have to say, it doesn't mean that it's nothing, but it means the Kiyum itself is affected. It's not just a separate thing. The Kiyum is affected, and just like by Sukkah, that's the case, so to by Krishna, that's going to be the case, or in general, that's going to be the case. But Yechezkel holds, no. He holds, no, it's a separate problem. The Kiyum is means he did the mitzvah. He did the Raisa, you're in line with the structure of the Raisa, that's it. Separate problem. Asik the Rishon, Asik the Raisa also means, of course, he shouldn't do it, but there's nothing to do with the mitzvah. You're over the Rechvamim, you're an Avayim, but it doesn't mean just going around in one area, it doesn't mean you don't have Kiyum mitzvah. 100%.